nature restoration law has been bandied about for the last couple of years, but unfortunately this week it is law now, when it's going to be law. Before this, it was, you know, talk about it or what might happen. But during the last couple of days there, the EU have met again, their environmental committee, and they have actually put it into law. Be, I think, 20 countries that have passed it. It's a bit of theatre in a way, because before the elections, you know, they were holding out and they were saying in Ireland here that, yeah, it wouldn't be too bad or everything else. But now we have a new elected crew going to Europe. So it's now law, so it's there in front of them. No matter what they can say or do about it, it is law. And it will have major, major impacts for all Ireland. Not alone farmers, but the whole country of people as a whole. It will have devastating impacts. And when they talk about 20% European-wide by 2030, that certainly means a major overkill for Ireland, which has a very good you know, nature laws as it is, and a very clean and pristine environment. So it's bad, bad news for Ireland in particular.
Michael, you mentioned all of Ireland, and I suppose particularly this part of the country that the listener tuning in will hope will be keen to know, that the impacts on the North West region will probably will bear the brunt of this.
It is going to be pretty devastating. To bring in a law without any talk about compensation or funding, you know, a scheme that's going to, you know, it's going to put farmers out of business, particularly in this half of Ireland, in a massive way, that a lot of them probably wouldn't even realise the significance of as yet.